Welcome to Hamish Kids Charlie on Lotus FM, a look at a young girl's struggle to survive against all odds.
Detective Jones, hello?
Hello, Detective. It's me, Charlene.
Hello, Charlene.
Is everything still set for tomorrow on Goomba's farm?
Yes, but Wolfie's acting a bit strange. I think something else is going to happen.
Really? Please explain, my dear.
Well, this morning he told me out of the blue that Serafina can't come with us to the conference.
Huh?
I said that I needed her, and why couldn't she come with us? He said that something is going to happen in the conference that he can't trust Serafina with.
Maybe it's just some information that he doesn't want her to hear.
I hope so. It's just that I have this uneasy feeling. It must be those gruesome murders of Nazim Ali and his family, and the other man.
I know. Look, it's just nerves. Everything will be fine, trust me.
Okay. How's everything on your end?
Good. We're ready. The drawings of the mansion and the farmyard that you and Serafina sent are excellent. Serafina should seriously go into painting. Really, it's a definite talent.
She'll be happy to hear that.
Now, Charlene, let me just recap the signal you have to give us to attack. Keep your cell on my number, and as soon as everyone is seated and the cocaine is distributed, press the call button. Got it?
Yes. There's someone coming. It must be Daisy. I'll see you. Goodbye.
Lou, is everything set?
Yes, Wolfie.
Can you please tell me what is this big surprise that's going to happen in the conference room?
You're going to see your man at his best, my darling.
And why isn't Goomba going to be in the conference room?
He says he doesn't have the stomach for such things.
Detective, are you in position? Right. You may go ahead now. Take Wolfie's mansion and arrest everyone in it, except Serafina, of course. Now go!
How's it, gentlemen? And welcome to the second meeting of the cartel. Goomba apologizes for not being here. He's not feeling well and we'll brief him later. As you can see, some faces are not here and others have taken their places. I'm sure you'll all agree that Nazim and Polcat had to be dealt with. Those that don't, speak now. Thank you. That's good enough for me. Let me go straight to the point. The cocaine was supposed to be distributed today, but that is not going to happen.
Silence!
There are nine of y'all at this table that I don't trust. The only people that I do trust are Charlie, Lou, Silo, and Farouk. You'll notice that there's a man behind each one of you. I trust them too because they are my men. Silo and Farouk are now full members of my organization. Charlie is my queen and advisor. Lou is my general. So what do I do with the rest of your lows, huh? Take out your guns, Manus. Put it to their heads.
Silence! Or you will be shot.
What the hell is he up to?
I can see in the eyes of most of you that you have guessed that I could not resist it. You'll have hit the nail on the head. I want Durban all to myself.
Correction, fool. The leader of the Fatherland asked me to tell you to do this because it's easier to control one rather than 10.
I see Durban as one big kraal. And, as you know, there can only be one bull. Do it, guys.
He's having them killed. It's too late for Jones to save them.
Yes, there's Charlene's signal. Open fire.
Hey, what shots are those, Lou?
I don't know, Wolfie.
Wolfie, this is the South African police. It's over. We have Goomba, Dr. Danjo, and their men. Put your guns on the floor and come out with your hands in the air. Goomba tells me that your woman is pregnant, Wolfie. At least let her out, because we are going to come in shooting. Do you want to see your woman and child die?
He's right, sweetheart. They'll kill us all. Your child is the boy. I saw on the ultrasound and wanted to surprise you. Don't let them kill our child. Please, Wolfie.
Guys, we can beat them in court. Witnesses will disappear, and I promise you, whoever caused this will never live. I'm not ready to die. I want the spy. Okay, we're coming out. You win. You go first, Charlie.
Thank heavens, Charlene. Are you all right?
I'm sorry, Detective Jones, but I've been waiting for this chance for a long time.
Hey, what are you doing? No! Hey, that's my gun! Charlene!
All right, Wolfie.
Babe, what kind? Why are you pointing the gun at me?
Please, Charlene, put that gun down. He's not worth it. Let the law take care of him.
No, he has to pay for Cliffy and for disrupting my family's lives. A pig like this has to die!
That was Charlie by Hamish Kidd, directed by Caroline Smart. Join us again on Monday on Lotus FM for another look at a young girl's struggle to survive against all odds.
In the cast this week, you heard Shalini Singh as Charlene Naidu and Dhaveshan Govender as Cliffy and Polecat. Loiso McDonald was Wolfie, Chris Hearn was Barry, and Brian Root was Lou. Sheila Sithole took the role of Sarafina, with Pinky Sithole as Daisy, Sachu Anamale as Richie, and Pranesh Maharaj was Ghulam. The technical crew included Dion Chetty and Mondli Tusi. Charlie was produced for Lotus FM by Raisa Mohammed.